This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said Haryana's development is very important to make India a developed nation. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi noted that the BJP government has approved the construction of 3 crore houses for the poor under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. He highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. He added that the BJP has connected Haryana with the stream of development. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi today addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today appointed 3 senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said there is no competition between Hindi and other languages as they complement each other. Addressing the inaugural session of the Official Language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and the 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said, a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all languages. He added that the national education policy places special emphasis on education so that children get education in their mother tongue. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today highlighted the contributions of the Parsi community across various fields, including science, industry, law and sports. Delivering the keynote address at a session on Parsi heritage in Mumbai, Mr. Rijiju said the community faces significant challenge of a declining population. To address this issue, the Geo Parsi scheme is being implemented to boost the Parsi population in the country. Meanwhile, speaking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said no one should spread falsified information or create a false narrative regarding the Waqf Amendment Bill. He emphasized that a joint parliamentary committee has been established to review the bill and that concerned individuals can present their views to the committee. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, has said India is implementing the world's largest food-based safety net programs to ensure food security and nutrition. Addressing the G20 Agriculture Ministerial meeting held in Cuiabá, Brazil today, Mr. Thakur highlighted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India prioritizes agricultural development. He said India's approach not only focuses on productivity but also ensures economic, social, environmental sustainability, enhancing farmer prosperity and embodying a comprehensive vision for development. The minister also emphasized India's commitment to developing resilient agricultural systems for a sustainable and prosperous future. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November the 20th to the 28th. Through this section, IFFI will also focus on Indian debut films, showcasing a diverse range of narratives and cinematic styles from across the country. These selections will highlight the creative vision and unique storytelling approaches of young filmmakers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.